The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
When I found out about Prince today, that's one of those that it was like when I found out about Bowie. It just kind of hits you.
From what I hear, there's rumors that say Prince had cancer as well, and he just didn't want anybody to know about it.
He's stayed out of the TMZ spotlight.
He's always been, like, hard to get access to, period.
Just bums me out.
People don't realize, like, how people like Bowie and Prince really changed music for the better.
Alejandro asked if y'all talked about the frustrating Astros. If not, are you concerned at 5-10? I'm not concerned yet, but I do think they're showing more signs of the team they were before last year than what they looked like last year so far.
Currently sitting at 5-10, the only team worse than them in the American League is Minnesota at 5-11. It ain't good.
This is kind of what I was expecting. I don't expect them to be bad all year, but I expect them to be less than what they were last year.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, live here at Constellation Field in Sugarland for the opener for the Skeeters tonight. And pretty good crowd in here. It's getting loud. We'll be here till 7. The game starts then. And I think we still have a few tickets left over for future games. If you come up and just tell the promo crew to stay sportsy and you want tickets, they'll take care of you. But if you want to get in today, best way to do it, probably the text line, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. Please don't send us messages because they really get seen. And there's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975, and of course you can text the show. But if you miss the first 2 hours, a lot of good stuff. Rockets not being one of them. We actually talked about some interesting stuff, including the things you heard there at the top. It's all available at podcastarena.com. So you can go check that out. Everything that you might have missed over the first 2 hours, right there. So now we've got announcements going on, so it's getting a little loud in here.
It's going to be that way.
Yeah,
we'll live.
We'll deal with it. All right, so USA Today did their 5 most likely draft busts.
Okay.
And I agree with a lot of these. I just want to throw these out because we're, you know what? Draft's right around the corner.
Yep.
We can smell it from here. I think that's a draft. Anyway, number one on their list is Derrick Henry.
I like Derrick Henry. I like the way he runs. I worry that Derrick Henry's going to get fat and get out of shape. Like, you know what I mean? He's one of those guys that might let himself go and like Eddie Lacy kind of. But I like him. I'm not drafting him in the first round.
But and somebody probably will.
Somebody probably
and that's
will.
Why, and that's why he has bust potential.
Well, I think he'll be a decent NFL running back.
I don't know how sold I am. I mean, and he did carry the ball 395 times last year. One of those things, those Alabama guys, you know, with that offensive line, they're 5 yards downfield before they're ever touched, and especially a big guy like that. And I know he put up big numbers.
But, hell, if you're Dallas, you put him behind Dallas's line?
It's still he's not going to run away from linebackers and stuff in the NFL like
no.
He did in college. I don't like him. I think of all the Alabama running backs, like he has a chance to be, other than Trent Richardson, the biggest disappointment of all of them.
Okay,
because his numbers were better, physically he looks better. I saw enough games where he couldn't get past the line of scrimmage, where he doesn't have very good lateral movement. He can't really get away from guys. So I'm with him on that. That's the number one bust. Number two, they have Noah Spence from Eastern Kentucky.
Who, that guy, his stock has gone way up.
Yeah. Obviously, when he failed three drug tests at Ohio State, and he had an incident at Eastern Kentucky. So here's a guy who comes in with a lot of issue.
We call it baggage.
Yeah, and the other thing is he's very fast, but he really only has one move as a pass rusher, is the take that they have. He's basically a speed rusher, and he's not really strong enough to handle NFL tackles, and he could be a disappointment.
All right.
So we'll see.
I'm not crazy about him myself.
Here's one,
not where he's projected.
Here's one
to
that
go.
I know you will agree with 100%. Will Fuller, Notre Dame.
I do agree with that 100%. I don't like his size. That's what it boils down to.
And basically he's fast, doesn't get off the line of scrimmage well.
Doesn't run routes, doesn't have good hands.
Other than
but
that,
he's fast.
I disagree with this one. He's got Reggie Ragland of Alabama on the list.
I like him.
I do, too. I think he is one of those guys that, depending on your defense, if you're running a 3-4, he might not be a three-down back. You might want him off the field in passing downs. But I think against the run, he's going to be really good.
Yeah, I like him.
And Darren Lee, Ohio State linebacker, is the other one. He talks about how fast he is and athletic, but that he's not very good in coverage and he's not very good against the run. Other than that, he's pretty good.
All right.
So one of those athletes, not a football player, guys. I don't know. I've seen a lot of him. I think he'll be a solid player. I don't know if he'll be a star.
No, I don't think so either.
But it just depends on where he goes as to whether or not he's a bust. If he's a second-round pick and turns out to be a reasonable player for you, that's not a bust. But I agree on Henry and Fuller specifically.
Okay.
And I think those are guys who are going to go higher than they should, and they're going to disappoint somebody.
All right. I wonder if Derrick Henry will still go in the first round. I think teams are just kind of figuring out that it's dumb to draft running backs high.
I agree. It's like the guy I was asking about Ezekiel Elliott earlier.
But there's always someone who will do it.
Yeah.
Always someone. And I do think Zeke Elliott's he's a better player than Derrick Henry.
I agree.
If I had to take one in the first round, it would be Elliott.
But I wouldn't take him before 20.
But, yeah.
I mean, that's just my theory on it.
Yeah.
A couple things from the text line. Just had China Garden for the first time. The egg rolls are amazing.
I do like that.
I may swing by there on the way home tonight now.
All right.
We're way overreacting with the Rockets. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
41-41.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be fine. They're clearly improving. They'll be way better next year when Dwight Howard's gone. And Clint Capella is playing all of his minutes. I'm sure they'll be way better then. Give me a break.
Matt says, real question, why in media takes a recycle and little to nothing is original? You're going to have to be more specific. I have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, unless we're just regurgitating the same takes that you've been hearing all day. I have no idea. And I don't pay any attention to what other people do, so I can't tell you what's regurgitated and what isn't.
I don't either. I form my own opinions. If somebody else had them earlier in the day, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. Would you rather have Bryce Harper or Mike Trout?
Bryce Harper.
I think I'm with you.
I don't even hesitate. He's a better player. I think that he is special. The power, to me, is a big separator. I think that last year you saw Bryce Harper kind of starting to really turn into what he is. And people forget how young that guy was when he made it to the major leagues. And I think he's now kind of peaking.
Yeah.
And I think by the end of this year, that'll be a silly discussion. It'll be a silly saying who is the best hitter in baseball is going to be a silly discussion by the end of the year.
Did you see what Aaron Hicks did?
The throw?
Yes.
Oh, it's unreal. That dude, you remember, he reminds me the way he throw, like when I saw that play, do you remember Raul Mondesi?
Yeah.
That dude had a whip.
Yeah, I'll go back a little farther, Jesse Barfield.
Okay, that's a good one too.
Yeah.
Hell, Ichiro could slang it. But, I mean, this dude, I was listening to the broadcast on my way because I have that crappy pitcher that pitched for the Yankees yesterday is on my fantasy team, so I was listening to them. And he'd given up three runs in the inning already, which ended up being the only three runs he gave up. But on this hit, apparently, the Yankees announcer, Sterling, just said, that ball's going to be deep enough to score the run. And Aaron Hicks said, nope, and hosed a dude. And I was like, I got to go home and see this thing because they made it seem like it was a huge deal. And then I watched it. It's a badass play.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to get excited over defensive plays in baseball, but that it's pretty impressive.
105.5 miles per hour.
Yeah.
On the throw. Which, interestingly enough, you know who threw 103.1 last September?
Who's that?
The Astros' Carlos Gomez.
Gomez can sling it, too.
Yeah. But 105.5 miles an hour. See, now, don't you want to see him on the mound?
Yeah.
Go pitch an inning?
Yeah.
Not like the Yankees. I don't know if the Yankees have enough guys who can throw hard, though, on the mound.
Hell, the Yankees may need that guy to pitch. All right, guys, I got to tell you about the fight coming up this weekend. Gennady Golovkin, my man, Triple G, the middleweight champion of the whole wide world, back in the ring this weekend. 34 years old. He's 34-0, 31 knockouts. He is the fastest rising star in boxing and the most avoided fighter in boxing. Knocked out 21 guys in a row. He's the IBF and WBA middleweight champion, the mandatory challenger for the WBC belt that Canelo holds. Hopefully we'll see that fight down the road. But for now, it's Andre Ward stepping up. Undefeated Dominic Wade stepping up. On the undercard, by the way, maybe, for my money, right there with Golovkin is the most exciting guy to watch is Roman Gonzalez, Chuck Liddell, who's defending his title against McWilliams Arroyo. You can see both these guys on HBO. HBO's World Championship Boxing returning this Saturday, April 23rd. The middleweight champ, Gennady Golovkin, looking for his 22nd straight knockout against undefeated Dominic Wade. Flyweight king Chuck Liddell Gonzalez defending his title against McWilliams Arroyo. See it live this Saturday, April 23rd, 9 o'clock Central Time. And you know where you can see it, guys, only on HBO. City, can't you see? But so pretty you and me. Every time I comb my hair.
To the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. He just pushes her away in a huff and says, money don't matter tonight. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Fred Fowler.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Facebook. Plenty of ways to do it. We talked about the Philadelphia trade and how we didn't like it.
We didn't like it for Eagle fan.
Eagle fan.
Yeah.
You know who else didn't like it? Sam Bradford.
Sure.
Apparently.
Sam Bradford has the least sway, I would think, of anybody.
And that's the thing.
Apparently, it's like, dude, you're lucky you have a job.
Well, not only that.
You had so many chances.
Here's what a source told Adam Schefter. He's hot. Who wouldn't be? This is Philly saying we don't see you as a long-term answer. He's mad and wants to show everyone who's best.
Okay, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Don't get hurt.
Okay, first off, we don't see you as a long-term answer, and they just paid you a ridiculous contract considering how you've done nothing in the league.
Yeah.
What do you have to be hot about?
It's so dumb. These guys who have accomplished nothing who think that they warrant an automatic like, you know, free pass for the next 3 years. I don't get it.
You go home and cry in your $18 million a year.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and if you're really, if you can really play for once in your career and go out there and do something, then guess what? They'll trade whoever they get, or they'll trade you. So I can't believe believe that guy's mad. By the way, you see, we talked about this before the show. But Pat McAfee, the Colts punter,
yeah,
he tweeted out a joke yesterday. Said, "I can't celebrate this particular day, but I know a large percentage of my followers are. So happy laughter day to those of you who are snacking at a hefty rate."
There you go.
And says, "I imagine Colorado being a bit foggy today,
probably."
And April 21st, piss testing paradise. he says. Guess what? He gets a letter from the NFL.
Surprise!
And he was tested today. Now, he was tested for performance-enhancing drugs, not recreational drugs.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway. And he, so
good,
he tweeted,
good timing.
He tweeted out a picture, and of course, it's got must-have ID, check-in ASAP. And he says, when you tweet on 420, can't make this up. The NFL gets him.
Did you celebrate 420, Fred? Did you get a, partake?
I did not
okay.
partake. I am a weekend partaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like doing it on the weekends.
Interesting choice.
Sometimes, well.
Usually you run on the weekends.
Well, and yeah, afterwards I like to. I am going to try something, though. This is going to happen sometime in the next 3 months. I'm going to partake before I run a race.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
No, I've been reading articles on it.
Pot makes me so lazy. I don't want to do anything.
Well, you know what? It makes me kind of, well, it depends now. I mean, we're speaking purely hypothetically, of course, because it's not legal. But if I have, like, a small amount, I just get nice and serene and focused. And, like, I'm aware of everything. But if I have a lot, I just kind of pass out on the couch and don't move. So, I've actually read there's certain, okay, this is way too much information. I've read there's certain strains that help with running. There's articles in runners' magazines about this. So I've been, you know, I'm going to experiment with one of those strains before I run.
All right.
And I will have a full report on it.
Your pot dealer has, like, he has access to,
I don't know,
like,
any pot dealers. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Okay. We're talking about natural enhancements that are.
So you're growing your own is what you're saying.
No, because now you're going to get them searching my place.
We'll just move on.
Yeah, I'll be in Colorado for the race. How's that? Does that work better?
That works.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, I think it would be. I think it would be a very interesting thing to try. So I'm going to do that at some point. But no, I like weekends. Sometimes, see, if we didn't have shows, I would in the morning a lot because I get real creative, and especially when I'm writing fiction. Like, I'll have a little bit in the morning, and then I'll tear through 5 chapters. And it's much better than I write when I'm not. So, but I haven't done that in a while.
No, of course not.
No, of course not. It's all hypothetical.
Right.
All right, let's come up with something else to talk about.
Well, that's fine. Did you see that RJ put out the season openers, the lines for all the games for the entire season are out? He's got his biggest games each week. Broncos -1.5 week 1 hosting the Panthers. Steelers -4 hosting the Bengals. Cardinals -2.5 at the Bills. Which, how bad is week 3 schedule if Cardinals and Bills is the game of the week? Seahawks -2 at Jets. Cowboys pick hosting the Bengals week 5. Packers -6 hosting Dallas week 6. Week 7, Arizona -1 hosting Seattle. Week 8, Patriots -3 at Buffalo. Packers -6 hosting the Colts week 9. Steelers -6 hosting the Cowboys. Giants -4 hosting the Bears. That's another bad schedule week, it sounds like. Week 12, Steelers -1.5 at Indy. Week 13, Seahawks -3 hosting Carolina. Week 14, Packers -2 hosting Seattle. Patriots -1 at Denver in week 15. And Steelers -8 hosting the Ravens in week 16. So, good stuff. Good stuff. It's already getting out there. Your Houston Texans?
Yeah.
You interested in their week 1 opening line?
I am.
Texans -5 hosting the Chicago Bears.
They should not be -5 first game of the new quarterback.
I wouldn't think so either.
I'll take Bear.
How about week 2, Texans pick them hosting the Chiefs.
Take the Chiefs.
I think I would too.
Until you prove you can beat those guys.
Week 3. Where are the Texans week 3? They don't have anything week 3. No, they don't have them listed for week 3. Who do the Texans play in the third week?
They might not have them all up yet.
That's weird. They have most of the games up. I don't know why they don't have that one in particular. Week 4, they have Texans -7 hosting the Titans. And
well, Vegas likes the Texans.
They do. They don't have them. They don't have them as underdogs very. Minnesota -6 hosting the Texans.
I would take the Texans to cover that. I think Minnesota wins that game, but
that's a lot of points.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's some strange numbers, I would say.
Well,
early on.
What I'm looking forward to is when we get the numbers for college football and see if we get one ridiculous like we did last year when Western Kentucky was playing.
Oh, that was
the Vanderbilt the first week and went from plus 18 3 months out to minus two game day.
I told everybody early on that, too.
Yeah, I didn't catch it right when you did. I got it when it was 12, but still.
On October 16th.
Patriots is week three.
Why don't they have a number listed because for that?
Are they falling into this trap that Brady might be suspended and not putting the Patriots on there?
I can't imagine they would. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
I don't know why that one's not listed.
There it is, right there. Look up.
Oh, it's a Thursday game. Yeah, that's why I didn't see it. Patriots minus eight on that one.
That seems a little high outside of touchdown.
October 16th, Indianapolis at Houston. Texans minus 1.5.
Sounds right.
The next week, Monday Night Football in Denver. Broncos minus 6.5.
These numbers are way too high for what they'll really be, for the most part.
We don't even know who the Broncos quarterback is going
right.
to be.
Right. That's way too high. It should be 3.5.
Let's see. The lines are up. You can find them. They're out there if you're interested in that sort of thing, if you're interested in planning ahead. Texans minus 4 hosting the Lions, which that sounds fairly accurate. November 13th, Texans minus 1 at Jacksonville.
Oh, they'll cover that. Until Jacksonville proves that they're I would take Texans there. I found it hard to bet on anything this far out, though.
Oh, me too.
Unless there's some kind of weird value play like you found last year.
Raiders minus 2 in Mexico City.
Okay.
Texans minus 4.5 hosting the Chargers.
Okay.
The Texans are favored in way more games than you would expect them to be, right?
Well, what's their number? What's their over-under number?
They've got that listed on here as well, Fred. Let me tell you. Let me scroll back up and
it's sounding
you know.
Like they're about 8.5 or 9.
They don't have the totals. They do have the odds to win. Odds to win the AFC and odds to win the Super Bowl. The Texans 31 to win the Super Bowl, 14-1 to win the AFC.
Okay.
That puts them behind Denver, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, New England, who is your favorite, and Oakland and Baltimore.
8 is the Texans win total.
Oakland has better odds to win the AFC than the Texans.
Interesting.
So there you go. A little early peek at the football season.
Yeah, I if the win total's 8, I kind of like the over a little bit because I think they're going to be 9-7.
Okay, I don't.
No, of course you don't.
Because
it's Texans.
I
don't know what they're... I
picked them to win more games than you last year. Don't call me a doubting Thomas.
Oh, you are doubting Thomas. Come on, man.
I just think the Colts will be better this year. I think the Jags are improving.
See, I'm not as sold on the Jags, and this is why I don't like predicting things this far out. I got to see what the Colts... I see what Andrew Luck is.
Yeah.
I got to see if he's back to being what he was or if this is the start of some regression. And because he just wasn't good last year, and I got to see how healthy he is too. But you know,
but I would say there's more question marks around Brock Osweiler than there is around Andrew Luck.
I think there are, but I don't know what he is. But I don't know what Luck is either. I know what he has been,
right?
But I didn't see that guy last year.
But I've at least seen him do it.
Yeah, but
unlike the other quarterbacks in this division, where
and they're
projected to be good,
right?
I've never seen any of them be good.
No.
I've seen Andrew Luck be good.
I have, but I didn't see it last year.
No.
And I hope it was because he was hurt, but his own coach said to us that wasn't it. So we'll see.
Yeah, that coach is a dummy anyway.
Well,
we know that.
I don't know. He managed to get 8-8 out of that team last year.
That's true.
With Luck playing terrible when he played and then missing most of the season.
That's true.
So anyway. Do we have something here that we're supposed to be doing?
Yeah, I got to tell you about Dirt Free.
Okay.
Spring cleaning. It's 2016 spring cleaning time, Fred. Get your house clean. Get your floors clean. Most carpet companies will actually leave your carpets dirty than they found them. That's not the case with Dirt Free. The other guys will leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens, can make your family sick. Not dirt-free. Give them a call. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. 281-DIRT-FREE. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. For over 30 years, Dirt-Free has been cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5. They'll clean three rooms for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Lay your head upon your baby's chest. Every one of your worries, all your misery, all your misery, can put them.
ESPN
97.5.
You ready?
This could be.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Constellation Field. And opening night for the Sugarland Skeeters. And this place is packed.
It's filling
loud.
In nicely.
It is.
Filling in nicely.
So
everybody has their Skeeters gear on, rocking and rolling, ready to get this party started. It's the season opener tonight. Come on out. It's a good, affordable time to have the whole family out here. Good place. Good spot.
It is. Have some breaking news for you. According to a report, there is a very legit offer for Josh Norman from the Washington Redskins.
Ooh.
They have reportedly put an aggressive offer on the table. According to Jason LaCanfora of CBS Sports, the Rockets have provided Norman, an all-pro defender, in 2015 with what is being called a very legit offer. The Redskins have just under $12 million left under their cap.
Ain't that legit then, bro?
Well, obviously, you can change some other people's contracts around and stuff. I'm sure they could get it up a little bit. But the 49ers also remain very interested.
Okay.
And the 49ers could blow them out of the water if they wanted to.
No doubt.
So, anyway, if I'm Norman, I kind of wait a little bit.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear, like, any team that I would actually want to play for, get those their name out there. I'm like, okay, I'm in. I'm in with you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to get there. And I think San Francisco is a total mess. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah. I can't imagine anyone wanting to go there. But then again, it comes down, do you want to get paid or do you want to play for a team that you think might be able to do something?
Washington gave up 258 yards per game through the air last year. Was good for 25th in the league. So they clearly need the help. So does San Francisco. Wow. They were 27th. Jacksonville, 29th. Mm-hmm. So all these teams could use some help on at that spot. It's just a matter of who can afford to pay the guy.
Yeah, and how much you want to spend for him.
Yeah.
I'm always a little suspicious when a guy, especially considering the situation and how it happened, I would be very careful about throwing a lot of money at him right away.
You know who I might if I were the Rams, I might take a look at that guy. You're in a new market.
Yeah.
Having another big star there would be helpful, I would think. Guy can play. That's a pretty good defense already. They could use a good cornerback in that system. I think that'd be a guy that I'd be looking at if I'm the Rams. I don't know what their cap situation is off the top of my head.
Yeah, I know that they cleared quite a bit.
And they cut a bunch of guys. Yeah,
they do clear quite a bit. So, and they've been a little active. But I think I'd want to know what the hell really happened there, because I still go back to, if you're the Panthers and you just decide you can't get a deal done, he's still under your control for a year.
Yeah,
why do that unless you're ready to move on for it? Move on for other reasons, and maybe they think they can go out and get somebody who fits the system just as well. But even that just doesn't make a ton of sense.
You've got him under contract. Why mess with it?
I was just I usually have Facebook and Twitter open. Do you see what just got suggested to me?
I see. Maybe you should tell the people about that.
There's always ads that pop up on Facebook based on, you know, stuff that you're into.
Yeah, like hot Russian women. I get that one a lot, yeah.
So, obviously, I'm into jiu-jitsu. But the shirt that got recommended to me, suggested to me, is a shirt that says, never underestimate an old man who trains jiu-jitsu. An old man jiu-jitsu is in big letters.
I think that looks like something you might be
interested
in. I don't
know how I feel about this targeted ad campaign to old people.
I hate to break it to you. The only reason you're not really old is because
I work with you.
You work with me, yeah, right. And I'm ancient, so you can.
And that's why I like it. As long as you're around, I'm worried about when you die.
Yeah, which,
and they bring some young guy into, you know.
Yeah,
I don't need that.
Then you're the grumpy old guys.
Right.
So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show.
Damn you, Facebook.
Yeah, there's a few of those that every now and then when they pop up to me, I'm like, are you kidding me? I got an ARP ad. I'm like, No. Block Facebook permanently.
I don't like that.
I'll tell you one thing I'm running into with Facebook lately that's kind of driving me nuts a little bit is people friend me, and then they put these damn Oakley ads on my page.
You're instantly unfriended.
Yeah. I've kind of figured out it's always a guy with a sort of strange name, and it shows a picture of him and his girlfriend, and there's no other information.
Yeah.
So if you're like that and trying to friend me, you're not getting friended. You're going to have to show that you're from Houston or Lumberton or someplace like that before I friend you.
Did you see the guy in Canada that has been cheating at high school basketball?
Oh, geez, no, I didn't know he was cheating, eh?
Yeah. Jonathan Nicola is the top player for Windsor, Ontario's Catholic Central High School. He's arrested earlier this week after border officials discovered that he was really 30 years old.
Oh, no.
He's been posing as a teenager for the past 6 months.
Oh, boy, I hope he wasn't hitting teenage girls at that age.
I don't think so, but he there were people who believed that he had a shot to play in the NBA because, obviously, you know, you're 17, you're balling
right
out, got a good chance. 6'9", 202 pounds. I mean, well, that's...
Yeah.
You know, he's a big guy, obviously, but when you're playing against high school guys, that you're massive.
Right.
He is from Sudan, or South Sudan. He's been living with Catholic Central coach Pete Kusamanu ever since. And apparently he was fooled as well, thinking that this guy was 17. But, 30 years old, been playing high school basketball all year long.
I thought you were going to talk about the good guy from Canada that everybody wants to draft.
No.
I thought he was cheating.
No, nobody wants to draft this guy.
That would have been disappointing.
Yeah.
But, man. God, how do you pull that off?
You don't. You get caught. And you get arrested.
I guess, I mean, being from a foreign country, I guess I see how you could probably find some way to cheat.
Apparently, he thought that was the only way for him to get out of the situation he was in. So, I mean, nice try, but
he's a dirty liar.
Yeah.
So, all right. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. Guess now I need to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers. And you might need to replace your bed these days. Texas Mattress Makers is the place to go. They'll haul your old mattresses out for you. And if you need to do spring cleaning anyway, they'll take care of it. Clear out the bed mites, dust and all. Start with a custom-fitted, handcrafted bed made right here in Houston's Texas Mattress Makers store. The great thing about Texas Mattress Makers is they make them right there in the warehouse. They sell them directly to you, and that's it. No middleman. If you go to a retail store, you're paying a marked-up price. You're not getting a mattress that's custom-fitted for you, that's made handcrafted and with quality. These guys know more about making mattresses than anybody. And right now, take advantage of their huge, huge savings they're offering now. The Queen Pillow Top sets start as low as $245. Normally, those will retail for $479. King size, $349 at the factory. You could spend $680 elsewhere. And these are handcrafted quality mattresses, and it's all done there for you. And they're going to ask you how you sleep, not how much money you want to spend.
And if you come by today, they'll deliver as well as pick up old mattresses. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. Tell them I sent you. They love the Blitzers. They will take care of you. TexasMattressMakers.com or visit them today at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them I sent you. Texas Mattress Makers.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you one more time about what's happening this Saturday on HBO. Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, 34-0, 31 knockouts, including 21 in a row, looking to make it 22 in a row. If you haven't seen this guy fight yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. You're missing out. This is a knockout artist. He's got an amazing amateur career. He was 345-5 as an amateur, won the silver medal at the 2004 Olympics. He is a technical fighter who just happens to hit like a freaking truck. Hopefully this is the fight that sets up the fight with Canelo Alvarez. But it's no joke. Dominic Wade is undefeated as well. So he's going to have his hands full. Also on the card, Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez, who is widely regarded as the best pound-for-pound fighter in the entire world. He's won titles at the minimum weight, 105, light flyweight, and flyweight. So he's all over. He's won titles in several divisions. One of the most exciting guys out there as well. 2-for-1 on HBO this Saturday. HBO's World Championship Boxing returns April 23rd this Saturday. Middleweight champion of the whole wide world, Gennady Golovkin, looking for his 22nd straight knockout against undefeated Dominic Wade. And flyweight king Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez defends his title against McWilliams Arroyo. See it live Saturday, April 23rd, 9 o'clock Central Time. You know where you can see it. Only on HBO.
A RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Constellation Field for the Sugarland Skeeters home opener. And safe to say the place is buzzing. Attention League City, Clear Lake, and South Houston Blitzers. The Blitz is coming for a live broadcast tomorrow. Join us at Quaker Steak and Lube on the Gulf Freeway in League City from 4 until 7. It's Carbock Friday. Get specials on Rodeo Clown, Hoppadillo, and Three-Legged Lab. Here Comes the Sun, plus lots of other happy hour specials. Visit ESPN975.com for more info. And 7 o'clock tonight, the HD show with Fred Davis and Henry Thomas.
Carbock just released that Hop Delusion, which is so good and will light your ass up. That's what I drank on the river all last summer, and that's what I plan on drinking on the river all this summer. And that'll give you a party, my friend.
All right. Well, speaking of parties, let's do Hoppin' on Hollywood.
Let's do it. Start with Michael Strahan. We know we talked about him earlier in the week, leaving to Good Morning America, leaving live with Kelly and Michael.
Yeah,
and apparently he's going to be like the big noise over there. He's supposed to be the new star of Good Morning America. They're basically letting him run the show. Well, Kelly Ripa's not very happy about this because they didn't tell her that this was happening. Like, if I was getting a new show or I was moving to another show, wouldn't you want them to tell you instead of you finding out when everybody else found out?
Yeah, I'd like to know ahead of time so I could have a party.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Kelly was blindsided by Tuesday's announcement. She found out at 10:30 a.m., the same time Disney made the announcement. Someone sat her down in a room and told her individually while it was being told everywhere. She never got a call from Bob Iger, the Disney CEO, or anyone else there. Kelly and virtually everyone on her show feels Disney is screaming to the world that they don't care about live. Their singular focus is breathing life into Good Morning America, which has lost a big chunk of its audience over the last year. Apparently, there's serious talk about giving live the boot at 9 a.m. and adding a third hour to Good Morning America. It's unclear if Disney's eyeing a time slot later in the morning for Kelly's show. or if they're just looking to get rid of it altogether. But Kelly, I kind of understand her being upset about it. It's,
yeah, there's a lot of people that could have told her about that, including Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan, yeah.
If you're working with somebody, I mean, I think it's unless they just hated each other, which is always possible.
And Michael Strahan, supposedly an eight-figure contract to do Good Morning America. Boy, there are...
I'll do it for half that.
Yeah, let me tell you. People love Michael Strahan. And I, you know, this sounds a little strange, but clearly, like, old white people are comfortable with Michael Strahan. Otherwise, they wouldn't be putting him on that show if they felt he was a threatening black man.
Yeah.
But everybody feels comfortable with him. He's a, you're a black guy who smiles and you...
gap in your teeth.
Yeah, suddenly America loves you. But I think Michael Strahan's good on television.
He really is.
That guy's turned his post-NFL career into more lucrative than I would have ever imagined. So good for him for not being stuck on NFL Sunday or whatever, doing Fox breakdowns. He doesn't need that. Apparently, Kanye West wants to have more children. Khloe asked Kim Kardashian if she wanted more kids. Kim said, no way. I was set on my two kids and how happy I am with my life the way it is, but Kanye has been mentioning it every single day for the past 10 days that he wants more kids. Khloe said, you've been counting the days? Yep. I'm like, why is he doing this to me? It would be a really dangerous environment for me if I were to get pregnant again, referring to the health problems she had during her first two pregnancies. And then she said, Khloe asked if she would consider having a surrogate, and she said, I don't know. Are you offering? So she did say that that would be something that she would be open to as a surrogate, but the Kimye babies may not be done just yet, so we'll see if more of Kanye's spawn is going to be around in the foreseeable future. And my favorite story of the week, the Dayton Police Department, Dayton, Ohio, had to send out a tweet to say that there is no Limp Bizkit concert at a gas station in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, I saw this. I can't believe somebody would actually think that Limp Bizkit would play Sunoco.
Yeah. The Dayton police said that there were flyers all and Facebook events promoting a Wednesday concert featuring Limp Bizkit at a local Sunoco gas station. They say it was part of a hoax. Apparently, they had a whole poster drawn up, a 420 party. They had to send out a message. Be aware, there is no Limp Bizkit concert 420 at Sunoco Station at Kiowee Street and Wayne Avenue. These ads are false. No one knows what it's like to be fooled by a fake account. Dayton police have received many calls regarding a supposed concert today at the gas station, but they confirmed with the manager of Sunoco that the event referenced in this flyer and Facebook event is fraudulent. Posts on the... And this is the other thing. The official Twitter of Limp Bizkit had to come out and say, this is total BS, but offered props to posers who got everything going. If you're Limp Bizkit, like if I'm the official tweeter for Limp Bizkit, I'm not even pretending like could have been real. The fact that you have to come out and say, no, this is BS, we're not playing at the Sunoco, that's almost embarrassing enough in its own. So.
Well, and if you're doing the Twitter for Limp Bizkit, you're not very busy these days.
That's true.
Not much for you to do except...
I should try to get that job.
Oh, just look and say, oh, I mentioned Limp Bizkit.
That's right.
All right, good job, man. Is that outro music I hear?
I think that is.
Okay. All right.
Hey, good job today with the music, John.
Yeah, John, great job as always, and you did a terrific job. So, John Lee, great job. Voldemort, great job keeping us on air out here. Great job by A.J. Hoffman. Give myself a D today.
See you tomorrow.
But we'll be down there tomorrow.
Quaker Steak and Lube.
Quaker Steak and Lube. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.